so like to be here.
I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm so grateful for this opportunity. Great organization. Getting to know my teammates slowly but surely, and we're learning everything we need to learn, hopefully.
I would think you know a thing or two about great organizations. What makes you feel like this is a great organization?
Yeah, I came from a great organization, too. The way they received me, the high quality of the way they run things around here, the quality of people that I've been around here, the couple weeks that I've been here, has been as good as any.
Is this the time of year when an offensive line builds the chemistry that's going to pay you off during the season?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time together now through our offseason. Once the camp starts, there's a lot of time that we got to spend together to get to know each other, playing side by side. Yeah.
What's the last month been like for you? I mean, you come right here, you've been working out here. What have you been up to?
Yeah, we've been transitioning as quickly and as easily as we can. So we've been finding a place to stay. We've been selling our place in Massachusetts. And trying to situate, the kids, the healthcare, the schools, for my wife, everything like that.
How different is this offense for you?
How different? Well, I haven't been in it long enough to really get all the details of how it's different and how it's the same. But like I said, I'm just trying to learn as fast as I can because, we're going to have some games coming up here that we got to know it really well.
Is blocking?
A lot of times it is. Yeah, a lot of times it is. And your technique, your footwork, all kind of parallel each other a lot of times.
You're already sort of a leader on this group. I know you guys haven't even practiced yet, but I think you see yourself probably in that role. What's your thinking with Eric Flowers not being here?
I don't know him. I don't know what's going on. I'm sure he's trying to do the best he can for himself or whatever he's got going on, and that's good for him. I don't know. I'm not going to talk about who's here, who's not here, but, the guys that are here, we're working hard. We're trying to do our best with what we got.
Is it kind of hard for you coming into a new organization, even though you're established? There are other guys that have been here longer. Do you have to kind of, find a balance point between speaking up, being a leader, and, knowing, for lack of better terms, your place?
I try to stay pretty quiet. That's kind of just how my personality is kind of wired. I just want to listen. I want to learn how guys are doing things. I want to pay attention to what my coaches tell me to do. I don't think that there's always a place just to come in and push your way around. I think that you just do the best that you can with what you've got.
How's your relationship with Eli Manning so far? Speaking from afar and now up close?
Yeah. Well, I've gotten to speak to him a little bit, but nothing. I mean, I don't know him that well. It's been a couple weeks. So I think there's a lot of great players, really high character people, really quality people, guys that care, work hard. It's a great organization, like I said.
Nate, a quarterback who you do know well, Tom Brady, there was some talk last week, might be his last season, that kind of thing. How does that jive with what you know about his plans?
I have no idea what his plans are. No, I love that guy. He's an awesome guy. So, whatever it is, I'm sure he's doing the right thing.
Anything else for Nate?
It's weird walking around this building and seeing the pictures of the Super Bowl wins over the Patriots.
That is funny, but you know what? They have a ton of respect for this organization as well as this organization for that one. So, it's just a great opportunity for me to be here.